Hey, great to be back now with Masconomet football coach Gavin Monagle. And coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Man, it has been some season. I'll tell you what, you know, we go back to fall two and then we fast forward to now. And, man, there's been a lot of football packed into the last several months.
It's been a lot of football since the new year, yes.
And things
have been fun.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, except for wearing the mask maybe on bus rides and stuff like that, it's been fairly normal.
Been good.
Okay, let's get right to it. You guys, big win over Walpole. Looks like a really close game. Tell me a little bit about that one in the opening round of the D3 tournament.
Oh, it's just real exciting. You know, we were the 8th seed, they were the 9th seed, and it's basically what we saw there. You know, we were able to put some points up early. Matty Richardson scored a touchdown for us early. Got a nice drive. And then they came back right away. They scored. We fumbled, like, the next play. And they put one in two plays later, so now we're down. And to the kids' credit, though, you know, we handled that adversity, and we got another drive, a couple more drives before halftime. We're up at halftime 21-14. And then second half was pretty even. They tied us up with about 7 minutes to go. And then we put one in. You know, I got another, again, got a nice drive. Sam Nadworny had a nice return on their kickoff, which was big. Got us down there, and about a 7 or 8 play drive, we were able to put it in. Our defense came out, did a great job right away, got the ball back for us. It was 3-0 for them. They decided to punt with about 3.5 minutes to go. And we just ran out the clock. We just gave up a few first downs. The offensive line really picked it up, and it was great. I mean, it's great to see it got to our running game at the end of the game to finish the game off.
You know, a lot of layers to this onion, coach. Now, I was listening to, I guess the first thing I want to ask you about, we ran off the clock, man. That's so important at the end of a game. In high school, you know, to get a couple of first downs when it really counts against a worthy opponent. Tell me about the difficulty, the level of difficulty of that.
Well, it's the old thing, you know, it's being able to run the ball when everyone in the park knows you're going to run the ball, you know. That's not easy. It's not easy. And it took some great work and by the line up front, a great group of guys, and they kept banging out. Will Shannon, he deserves credit there for stepping in this week. As you know, Matt, I don't know if you know Matt Nadworny, super player for us. He's out for the season.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, the Sale News guys were talking about that. Yep.
Yeah, super, super player, great kid. And Will Shannon, a junior, just stepped in, you know, and he stepped in the Swamp Scott game, got his feet wet there, and he really took off this game. He had 130-something yards, maybe 140 yards, something like that. Because, you know, some big plays, and he was a big key on that drive between, you know, him and Sammy. Sam Nadworny had some big plays there, too. So, you know, they got the tough yards that we needed. There were some tough yards in there, you know, where they're getting hit and dragging the kid for 3 yards, you know, hit and dragging the kid, you know, so we're getting 4 or 5 yards, a chunk there, and we were able to run the clock off, like I said, and with a big first down, it was like a 4th and 2, and we got like 6 yards in the last play, and that was it.
Sounds like a great high school football game.
Oh, it was really exciting. That was pretty cool. That's like we talked about before, the crowd was great, great atmosphere. Walpole brought a bunch of people up there from Walpole. It was exciting, you know, everyone was into it back and forth. It was like a tennis match, back and forth.
Yeah.
And our defense really stepped up. We, you know, our offense put the defense in the hole for that second touchdown. I mean, other than that, I think our defense did a great job, and Coach Collins really does a super job over there with those guys. So couldn't be more pleased with everyone's effort, special teams. Everyone stepped up.
You know, it's funny. Paul Ingram's a good friend of mine, and Paul and I go back many, many years. We started teaching together. But the matches Gloucester used to have with Masco when you were an assistant, it's reminiscent of that. They were just tremendous games to watch.
They were, yeah. Those
and that's what this sounded like against Walpole. It sounded like a great game.
Yeah, good high school game. I mean, you know, talking to refs a little bit after the games, you know, they were like, you know, just saying the same thing. They like, wow, that was a great high school football game.
Okay, you got it.
Very, very few penalties. Nothing. Both teams were real good, and so it was good, exciting.
Well, you got to tell me once again, Gavin. You've done it in the past, but please again brag about some of your guys up front, the linemen who probably don't get enough credit. You know, either on offense or defense.
Oh, Will Magnifico. I mean, he's and Danny D'Angelo, a couple of our captains up front. Did really do a super job up there. They all do. Jeff Papalato as well. They all come together. Albie does a super job there. and Hayden Cannon-Hunt. Eric Seabach is a tight end for us. He joins the course the force there too up front.
Mm-hmm.
He's underrated there. He does a lot of good work for a lot of the dirty work for us there as well. So it's a great group to have. They're all seniors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And goodness and bad news with having all the seniors. You're losing them, but while you got them, it really matters to them. They take a lot of pride in their work. And, you know, we were talking about different plays to do, you know, going out in their last series, and they had some good input. They gave you the answers they want. You want to hear, hey, just run it behind us, coach. Just run it behind us, coach.
You know, Gavin, I love hearing that because, you know, every now and then a coach will say that. So-and-so came back to the huddle and said, came out of the huddle and told me this on the sideline or whatever. And as a coach, it's hard to balance that, I would guess, like it, to trust the kid to do that. But after you've known these guys for so long, if they come back with a recommendation, you're able to make a judgment on that.
Yeah, I mean, I've known these kids since the seventh grade. You know, I'm in the middle of school, so I have seen these kids. I've known them all. They're great character kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them at practice for the last 4 years, and I know how hard they work, and I know what's in their heart. You feel confident going, you know, win or lose with kids like this. So, you know, if they tell me that they can do it, and we've seen it. We've seen them do things. And we were getting momentum, too, in that period as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They really were having a hard time stopping the running game. I know the drive before, we ran pretty much almost every play, too. So we really did have it going in the fourth period there after they scored on us.
Wow.
So it was a good, you know. And we're getting good, and the kids were running the ball hard too, which that's the other factor there too. So we're pleased about it. But yeah.
Can you see the physical matchups during a game? Can you see who's winning the battles while you're actually watching the game?
Oh yeah, we saw. The bad news was we saw them winning the battles early in the game. You know,
mm-hmm.
definitely saw some things up front. That like, you know, we definitely were. You know, especially their offensive line was excellent. You know, on tape, you know, they're a very good offensive line. And they did a super job coming off the ball. Coach Collins, like I said, made some nice moves as the game went on. And the kids just kind of figured some things out, too, who they were going against, tried a few more different angles. And they were good, though. So we did have that sense that they were winning the line of scrimmage in the beginning of the game. And then that fourth period, though, I thought we did a good job.
That sounds cool, yeah.
Really doing it, yeah.
Yeah, that's important. Let me ask you, Gavin. I don't ask us of coaches in fact, at all, really. The adjustments, when you're watching a pro game, you know, the Patriots on a Sunday or whatever, they talk about adjustments at halftime. Is that something you do, in high school? Are you able to actually make adjustments, or is it just a matter of getting your kids to do what they're supposed to do?
Sometimes it's both, you know. Sometimes you have a plan and the kid's supposed to be there and he's just not there. Then that's an easier fix. Maybe this might not be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have, I think, going into any game, you know, plans B, C, and D just in case, you know.
Oh, okay.
If they're like, so it's not like an adjustment that it's like just making something up on the fly. It's something we practice.
Right.
It's something like, hey, if this isn't working, if they're doing this too much on C-gap here, or, you know, maybe we can do this, and off there, you know, getting on the edge too much, we can jump to this. And then it's about just kind of mixing it up to not be predictable with it, you know?
Wow. Is there, as a high school math teacher, you know, we got quizzes and we've got tests. Do you do that with football players, you know, in terms of assignments and stuff like that? Is there any written stuff or quizzes or whatever?
We don't do enough, no. I have some years. That's always a good thing to do, I think. We have not done that this year, though.
Oh, that wasn't a criticism, Kevin. I was just
asking. No. No, you got me thinking, though. I do think that's a good thing to do.
Okay.
I do think that it's a good thing to do.
All right, listen, you don't need a lot of film to look at this week's opponent, so let's get to it.
Yeah, no, they're an awesome team. They can throw the ball, run the ball. Everyone runs the ball. Great quarterback running the ball there. Kids running the ball. They catch and run the ball. You know, super. It starts like with any team with a super line, offensive and defensive line. And you know, the defense, I think, is sometimes underrated, believe it or not. You know, it's because they score so many points. But, you know, that defense gets the offense the ball back all the time, it seems. You know, whenever they need a big play, they make a big play. You know, against us, a month ago.
I was going to ask you, I got to ask you about that first game. What have you learned from that? Because you guys were up and they came back and, you know, the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. No, we learned a lot. I mean, you got to play four periods is one. And I think we used that, you know, the rest of the year. You know, when the second half was a big thing, every drill, honestly, like every drill we talked about, oh, every drill we did in practice, you know, we talked about the second half of that drill, you know, and to win, you know, you can't get tight, have to win. So it became a mindset. And, you know, I think it came into play in a Danvers game. We're up 12-0 at halftime, and the big focus was just winning the second half and, you know, win it, you know, win it physically. And every game it's been that way, you know. Mm-hmm. Even right down to the end of the game the other day, you know, when the second half of the fourth quarter type thing. You know, we really, you know, so you know, that's one thing we learned. But then we learned that we have to not hurt ourselves, you know, in a game like that. You're playing a team like that, you can't mess up mentally, you know, and you can't shoot yourself in the foot. And, you know, you have to, you know, come out there, be focused. You can't mess up your formations. You can't mess up assignments. And, you know, everyone messes up a play or two here, but you can't, like, let it snowball. In that game, we let it snowball a little bit. And honestly, against almost any other team, it probably wouldn't have hurt us.
I was going to say, you could get away with it, yeah.
Yeah. It snowballed, yeah. Like, it was this thing about three or four plays. They had a big fourth. You know, not many teams would have done this. You know, they came out in that third period. It was almost a three and out for us. For them, I mean, they had the ball, and they went for it. It was a fourth and about four from their own 40, and they got like a little hitch, and the kid breaks the tackle, and next thing you know, he's like 40 yards. Now, you know, things start changing, and then they put one in. We don't do great on that next offensive series. We end up throwing a pick, and they score. Next thing now it's 21-21, and they're facing a good team, and you know, we just can't. So that's the biggest thing we learned. We got to control what we can control and control it better.
You said so many times today about winning that fourth period, and you know, that's crucial against a team like Marblehead. And coach, is there anything that you have seen? No, I don't want to ask it that way. But have you watched the video of Marblehead against Norwood? Did you get that, how do you guys do that?
Yeah, we exchanged videos.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, really impressed with Norwood's play as well. They look like a super team. They got matched up against. They look like they were a low seed, I know, but they had some physical players there. And so you see Norwood take away maybe a few things, but you know, Marblehead has his ability to do other things. You know, maybe take away a little bit of the short term run, and Marblehead can go over the top deep. You know, so it's tough. You literally have to cover the entire field.
Well, the thing is, too, you know, an 8-9 against Walpole, the D3 seedings, they're stacked. I mean, every team is solid.
Yeah. No, I do kind of like the way it's worked out as far as, you know, seeing good games right across the board, and it's exciting playing a team like Walpole for us, and that's different, you know, and I explain to the kids the tradition of Walpole, and, you know, we saw their roster. They had like 80 kids, grades 10 through 12, and, you know, 12 coaches. It's like, it's a football school still, you know, and, you know, they have that tradition, and, you know, and just told our kids, It's cool playing. This is how you get, you know, make a name for yourself. You gotta compete with and beat teams like this.
And it looks like the seedings are the way they're supposed to be. I mean, it's like all top eight teams left now.
Yeah, it's pretty ironic, huh?
It is amazing the way it's worked out. Absolutely. So you guys are at Marblehead on Friday at 7?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's going to be
exciting. Yeah, I mean, we're hoping to make it as exciting as possible. They're obviously quite a team. They've got whatever it is, a 19 or 20 game winning streak going.
Oh really? Okay.
they get something like that going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's playoff. You know, it's November football, and you know, it's pretty cool.
I'm happy for you, man.
I know both teams are going to be excited.
Absolutely.
So much, it's turned into a nice rivalry. So. We just have to keep our heads up for the rivalry. I mean, they're really good.
All right. Everybody got to bring your foul weather gear if it turns out that way, but it's going to be a great game. Hey, Gavin, we'll talk again, win, lose, or draw. But, man, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations and good luck this week.
Oh, I appreciate everything. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Masconomen High School football coach Gavin Monagle. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.